I was at a meeting soon after he had come back from France.
Uh-huh.
He was working in France on communication to the troops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he invented the super heads dive.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were using the heads systems of several tone radio frequency amplifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to do it with a lot of tuning.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it would oscillate. Whereas Armstrong's invention was super heterodyne. You had one dial and no bother about going to burst it into oscillation.
Uh-huh.
So as Armstrong came out with the super heterodyne, that all the tune radio stuff dropped out of place.
Uh-huh.
All the tune things went down drain.
Uh-huh.
It was a single dial, and no bother with possible oscillation.
Yeah.
Great step forward.
Sure. Did you meet Armstrong at the radio club meeting, or do you remember what it was?
Yeah. And then, well, true. But I had a guy named Crosby was working on all kinds of modulation, including amplitude, phase, frequency, and the other ones you could cook up. And Armstrong was interested in that. He used to come out to me and try it off. And Crosby wrote the Bible on modulation, all types. And he has a mathematical theory to back him up. And so I wondered what Armstrong was going to say. Well, we arranged that Armstrong would give his paper to the IRE on his work. And the December meeting, 36. And it was Crosby following the January meeting. With his on general modulation. And I wondered if, let's say, Armstrong had the sense he had an arrangement with Sarnoff that Sarnoff would have the first bid on the arrangement he made.
Right.
But he had the free run. He spent a lot of time out in repair. Particularly following Crosby's work on all types of modulation. And I wonder when Crosby gave his paper, well, I would say we arranged for Armstrong to give his paper on frequency modulation in the December 1936 meeting, and Crosby followed in the January meeting. And I wonder what Armstrong was going to say about Crosby's work. I know he was very familiar with it, knew all about it. But he understood much of the mathematics that were learned in Crosby's paper. So I wondered what he was going to say. He got up to discuss Crosby's paper. He says, you don't make inventions by fancy mathematics. You make it by jackass's storage batteries around the laboratory. And the president at that time was
hesitating.
And he says, I disagree with the major. He says, any few inventions I ever made, I made them on paper first and then developed them in the laboratory. So a little repartee there that was interesting.